Jack Shepherd. From Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia. http://en.wikipedia.org. Dr. Jack Shepherd is a fictional character on the ABC television series Lost, played by Matthew Fox. Shepherd is the main character of the series. Section 1. Biography. Section 1.1. Prior to Oceanic Flight 815. Jack is a spinal surgeon who lived in the United States. He travelled to Sydney to find his father, Dr. Christian Shepherd. Early in his medical career, he operates on a car crash victim named Sarah, whose spine was damaged in the accident. He is convinced that surgery will not alleviate her paralysis, and he is characteristically cold and direct with her about her chances. The night before the operation, Jack works out by running the steps of a stadium and meets a man named Desmond, who is training for a race around the world. The two have a brief but meaningful conversation. After the operation next day, Jack is convinced that it was a failure, but he and Sarah are startled to find that she can miraculously move her toes and has regained feeling in her legs. They eventually marry, despite Jack's apprehension in the days preceding the ceremony. Their marriage is soon strained under the pressure of his work and Sarah's different work schedule, which causes them to see little of each other. Sometime later, Jack and his father are working on a tumor patient named Angelo. Angelo's daughter, Gabriella, is his translator. Jack and his father think that the operation will not work like his miracle operation on Sarah. He gets home to Sarah. She says that her pregnancy test was negative, and Jack is relieved. Christian, Jack's father, sees that Jack is attracted to Gabriella and tells him not to cheat. Angelo dies on the operating table after a month of examination. On his way to the car, Jack sees Gabriella, whom he tries to console. Gabriella ends up kissing Jack, but Jack tells her that it is the not right thing to do. When he gets home, Jack confesses to his wife about what happened. She, in turn, tells him that she had been cheating on him and that she is leaving him, with her final words to him being, "You will always need something to fix." Jack, being a workaholic, feels he contributed to the failure of the marriage. His father, Christian, operates on a woman while under the influence of alcohol. When a nurse tells Jack about this, he relieves his father and takes over the surgery. He is unable to repair the damage, however, and the woman dies. Christian pressures Jack to sign a report saying the woman was beyond medical assistance, but during the inquiry, Jack discovers that the woman was pregnant and reveals that his father had caused fatal damage by severing her hepatic artery. His father flees, with his medical career shattered, eventually ending up in Sydney. While there, Christian encounters Sawyer in a bar and tells him that he wanted to apologize and tell his son that he did the right thing, but is too weak to call him. Christian Shepherd later dies of a massive heart attack brought on by alcohol poisoning. When Jack leaves the United States, he knows only that his father is missing. Eventually, he finds him in a Sydney morgue. Jack has trouble getting the casket onto the plane, but is eventually successful. Prior to the flight, Jack has a conversation in the airport bar with Ana Lucia Cortez, who will also be on the same flight. The two flirt and promise to meet each other later during the flight, though they are seated in different sections of the plane. It is later revealed that she was Christian's bodyguard and drinking buddy while in Australia. On the plane, he is seated next to Rose. When the turbulence strikes, Rose's husband is in the bathroom, and Jack promises to take care of her until he returns. Before the plane's tail section broke off, Jack loses consciousness. Jack's seat number during the flight is 23B. It should be noted that this is one of the numbers. Jack's wedding date was August the 15th, or 8:15, the same number as the doomed flight, and also the same as two of the numbers. Section 1.2. On the Island. At the beginning of Pilot Part 1, we see that Jack was thrown into the woods and had multiple gashes, including a large one on his back. Upon finding the plane's wreckage on the beach, he tends to many survivors but is unable to save all of them. He enlists Kate to sew the gash on his back, marking the beginning of their friendship. He leads an expedition with Kate and Charlie to find the cockpit and the plane's transceiver. Together, they find it, but also witness the pilot's death at the hands of the monster. Jack is quickly thrust into a leadership role by the other survivors because of his medical training and take-charge attitude. He quickly develops a rivalry with Sawyer, mainly over Kate and her feelings towards him. Starting in Walkabout and continuing in White Rabbit, Jack begins glimpsing his father distantly. He chases the image, which eventually leads him to a cave shelter and source of fresh water. He also finds his father's casket empty and subsequently destroys it. The whereabouts of his father's body is still unknown. Jack gets some of the survivors to join him in the caves, while others refuse to leave the beach, hoping to spot a rescue ship. Until all the best cowboys have daddy issues, Jack is mainly seen performing medical duties, such as trying to help Shannon with her asthma, or Claire with her false labour pains. In that episode, he hastily tries to find Ethan after he abducts Charlie and Claire. When they find Charlie, Jack attempts to save him with CPR, but to little avail at first. Even when Kate tells him to give up, Jack continues until he resuscitates Charlie. When Kate tries to get a case that belonged to the US Marshal, she gets Jack to help exhume the Marshal's body to find the key. After Jack finds the guns in the case, he takes it and the key and hides it. He first takes them out when he, Sawyer, Charlie and Saeed decide to trap Ethan. In Dirt e Machina and Do No Harm, Jack works furiously to save Boone, who had suffered fatal injuries in the previous episode. However, he finds himself still having trouble letting go, as evidenced when he reveals that he is O negative and gives Boone some of his blood. The problem with letting go was foreshadowed in most of his flashbacks. Boone eventually tells Jack to let him go, to which Jack agrees. Since then, Jack's distrust of Locke has grown due to Locke not telling Jack everything that's going on. In Exodus, Jack is part of the team that retrieves the dynamite at the Black Rock, and that plans to open the mysterious hatch. Before he leaves, he and Sawyer make up when Sawyer tells him about the encounter he had with his father. Jack and Locke put aside their differences in order to open it, although Locke says that the reason they don't get along is because Jack is a man of science, while Locke is a man of faith. In Man of Science, Man of Faith, and Adrift, it is Jack who descends into the hatch after Kate and Locke. He explores the rooms underground, and is surprised by Locke and his kidnapper. Jack discovers that the man who has taken them prisoner is none other than Desmond, whom he met the night he operated on Sarah. In Collision, Jack is surprised to hear that Anna Lucia survived the crash, along with other members of the tail section of the plane, and that she accidentally shot and killed fellow castaway Shannon Rutherford. In What Kate Did, Jack struggles with his unresolved feelings for Kate. The situation is complicated when an injured and delirious Sawyer declares his love for her in front of Jack, and when Kate suddenly kisses Jack in the jungle. At the end of the episode, Jack reaches out to Anna Lucia, who has distanced herself from the other survivors. He offers her tequila, the drink she had with him in the bar so many weeks before, and the two reconnect. In the hunting party, he and Locke search for Michael, who had locked them both in the arms locker and gone in search of Walt. Even though he asked Kate not to come, she follows them anyway, and is taken hostage by Mr. Friendly. After a brief standoff, the flight survivors drop their weapons, and Kate apologizes for following the group. Later, Jack asks Anna Lucia how long she thinks it would take to train an army. In the Long Con, after Locke moves the guns, they argue about the state of their trust in each other. In One of Them, as the interrogation in the armory gets out of control, Jack holds Locke against the wall and demands him to unlock the armory. The timer goes off, and with few seconds to spare, Locke complies with Jack and lets him in to stop the interrogation. In Lockdown, Jack takes care of Aaron, who is running a fever, and is approached by Libby, who was stung by a sea urchin. He comments to Libby that some Neosporin should help, to which she replies that the going rate of exchange for Neosporin is 10 loads of laundry, alluding to Sawyer, who stole all of the medical supplies from the hatch. Sawyer is playing poker with Hurley and Kate for mangoes. Jack shows some knowledge of poker when he advises Hurley to fold, implying that he can read in Hurley's face that he doesn't have anything good. Sawyer goads Jack into playing a few hands with them, figuring Jack was someone who just played poker online. It is revealed that Jack learned to play poker in Phuket, Thailand, as it is suggested by Sawyer that this is where Jack got his tattoo. Jack agrees to play a few hands and ends up winning all the mangoes and fruit. As he gets up to leave, Sawyer raises the stakes, offering one final hand where Jack names the stakes of the game. After thinking for a second, Jack asks for the medical supplies from the hatch and beats Sawyer with a pair of nines. As Jack goes to leave, Sawyer asks why he didn't ask for the guns, to which Jack replies, "When I need the guns, I'll get the guns." In SOS, Jack, fed up of Henry's unwillingness to cooperate, decides to go into the jungle to propose a trade with the others. Henry for Walt. Jack leads to the beach, looking for Kate and asks her to go with him into the jungle to find the others. Kate, surprised, says yes. Sawyer, who was with Kate all the time, wonders about the gun that Jack is carrying. He asks him where he got the gun, to which Jack replies, "Does it really matter?" While in the jungle, Kate finds a small play doll lying on the ground. Jack senses that it's a trap and tries to prevent her from picking it up, but Kate picks it up and they both get caught in one of Rousseau's traps. They eventually make their way out of the trap by shooting the rope holding them up, and they continue into the jungle. They eventually get to the line that Mr. Friendly marked out, and Jack starts to call the others out. By nightfall, the others still haven't appeared. Kate thinks that the others can't hear Jack, but Jack thinks otherwise. After a while, Kate says, "I'm sorry I kissed you," referring to the episode What Kate Did. Jack replies, "I'm not." Immediately, the sound of a twig snapping gets Kate's and Jack's attention. Jack readies his gun as they both watch a torch move through the distant jungle. The figure gets closer and falls over at their makeshift camp. Jack and Kate both help the person up. It's Michael. In Two for the Road, Jack is taking care of Michael. After Michael explains the situation with the others, Jack confronts Sawyer, telling him to give up the guns. After he doesn't get them, Locke tells Jack why Sawyer doesn't have his gun and what happened to Anna Lucia earlier that day. Jack sets off along with Kate, Sawyer and Locke back to the hatch. In question mark, Jack is going back and forth, taking care of a wounded Libby and Michael. Jack is unaware that Michael is the shooter, but he tells Sawyer to give him some heroin so as to put Libby in a more peaceful state. Jack and Hurley are there to hear Libby's last word, Michael. During 3 minutes, Jack and Sawyer's friendship becomes slightly more visible as they begin talking a little more. Sawyer asks Jack about his trek into the jungle with Kate, to which he replies, "We were caught in a net." Later on, Sawyer finally tells Jack how Anna Lucia got his gun, and confides that Jack is the closest thing that he has to a friend. Jack and Sawyer both go to the funeral for Anna Lucia and Libby. Jack speaks for Anna Lucia and Hurley speaks for Libby. Jack is later confronted by Saeed, who tells him that he believes Michael has been compromised. Jack is one of the people Michael says has to go with him, otherwise it won't work. In Live Together, Die Alone, Saeed tells Jack that he will sail around the island and ambush the others when they arrive. Jack does not put any bullets in Michael's gun to be safe, and when the group kills an other following them, Jack reveals to everyone that Michael is a traitor, which Michael admits. Jack reveals Saeed's plan, but it does not work. Saeed sets off a signal fire from the others' camp, but it is miles away. Michael has not led the group there. Jack and the rest are suddenly ambushed, bound and gagged, and taken to a long dock. Jack, Sawyer and Kate watch as Michael leaves the island with Walt via boat. Hurley is let go. The fate of the three is unknown, although Henry Gale states that they will not be harmed and that they will live with the others. Section 2. Trivia. In the original outline of the pilot episode, Jack was supposed to be killed halfway through the two-part pilot. However, early readers claim killing him off would lose viewers. The producers subsequently cast Fox in the role as a permanent character, after considerations of a better-known guest star, such as Michael Keaton. Statistics. First Island Appearance, Pilot Part 1. Final Island Appearance, N/A. Centric Episodes, Pilot Part 1, White Rabbit, All the Best Cowboys Have Daddy Issues, Do No Harm, Exodus Part 1, Exodus Part 2, Man of Science, Man of Faith, The Hunting Party. First Flashback Appearance, Pilot Part 1. Last Flashback Appearance, Live Together, Die Alone. Statistics. Name, Dr. Jack Shepherd. Age, 30 to 35. Status, captured by the others. Place of origin, Los Angeles, California. Profession, spinal surgeon. Reason for being in Australia, find his father and take him back home. Reason for trip to Los Angeles, returning his father's body to the US. Portrayed by Matthew Fox. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.